John Fort, the technology correspondent with CNBC, joins us on America's Radio News. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I was watching the Facebook IPO on Friday last week, and I was surprised. I thought there was going to be a bigger pop, and it didn't happen. And I read stories about there being so many shares out there, and the demand wasn't as strong. And now we have lawsuits and investigations. Can you kind of give us a background on everything that happened?
Well,
in one sentence or less.
The investigators would like to get a background at everything that happened. I mean, so many things went wrong here. I mean, first of all, we had the stock open trading late. NASDAQ just wasn't ready with their message routing system for the flood of orders that did come. And then you have this issue where, you know, the pop didn't materialize that people, a lot of people expected. It went up as high as about 42, but then went down to 38 the first day, and then on Monday, when the underwriters stopped supporting it, it went down a lot further than that. Right now, it's right around 32. And right now, a lot of the questions are around, okay, who knew what when? Were the insiders, were the institutions selling because they knew that Facebook's financial performance wasn't going to be as good in the next few months as a lot of people were hoping it was going to be? And did the little guy not get in on that information? And so did your mom-and-pop investor who bought on the first day really kind of get a snow job? That's sort of what some people are looking into now.
Why did they estimate the company's value so high to begin with? If they make this a $50 billion company to start with, maybe the stock would have popped.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a weird science in a way, because when you've got a company that hasn't traded on the public markets before and that has more than 900 million users, like no other company that we know of out there, that's had some pretty strong growth, you're really on the stock market paying for future earnings. You're not paying for what the company's doing now. So you're making a bet on how much the company's going to grow, and then some of what comes into play is how many people want to own the stock, what the demand is like. Like, take a look at Amazon stock right now. Amazon.com is trading ridiculously high above what its actual earnings per share are when you kind of do the ratio of price to earnings. But hey, people want the stock, so the price goes up. So that's some of what was at play here. Right now, there's a lot of negativity on Facebook. That's not to say that it won't be higher in a year. It's not to say it won't be lower in a year. This is sort of the inexact art, not quite science, a lot of times, of the stock market.
Well, I know, and you look at what Amazon.com did in their first few years. They were losing hundreds of millions of dollars, and they managed to stick with it. And I think people now have the perception is that company is here to stay, and they certainly have provided service to. I've used them a number of times, so there's something I guess you can touch, feel, and see it, and you can feel like you got a service from it versus Facebook, which is something I think people look at ads on Facebook and they think, well, that's annoying.
Well, yeah,
and there's a trust factor too.
People also look at ads on Google and think that's annoying, but Google's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's really Facebook's value proposition is really about, before Facebook, there was no solid sense of identity on the internet. You know, you had things like Friendster and MySpace, but a lot of people made up their identities on those. Facebook was the first to create a system where, because of who you're connected to and because of how they structured the site, you could say with pretty high probability, this person is who they claim to be. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of business that you can build on top of that. They haven't built that business yet, but there's a lot of potential. And that's some of what the bullish Facebook stock buyers are counting on.
Did most of the people within the company, did they cash out on the first day, which led to there being so many shares available?
I wouldn't say most of the people in the company cashed out. There have been a few stock sales from people within the company. Some people have gotten to cash out. Your rank-and-file employees, a lot of them have to wait until it's been several weeks before they can cash out any of their shares. And that's, by the way, another thing that people are looking for. When what's called the lockup period is over, then more insiders can sell their shares. That can sometimes put downward pressure on a stock.
Yeah.
Really, a lot of the people who were selling were the early investors in Facebook, people who gave Mark Zuckerberg cash back when he needed it several years ago, and were now getting a big payoff.
Just on a personal note, I would have sold. If I had been one of the inside guys, I'd have sold the first day available. You've been waiting so long. We've been hearing about this IPO for a long time, and who knows what the future is. If I have $1 billion or half a billion dollars, even a couple of million dollars sitting there, I'm going to take it while I can get it.
Yeah, you know, if I had a chance to make $20,000, you know, especially after taxes, I might just take it. Of course, you and I don't quite live in that realm, but yeah, you know, you understand why these folks, a lot of them, would want to sell. They've made a good bet. They've been holding on to it for several years, waiting for this opportunity, and then they sell. But you know, it's tough when you're the buyer on the other end, and that's where mom and pop were a week ago.
John Fort, the technology correspondent with CNBC, with us on America's Radio News. John, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Glad to do it.
All right.